Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It is 8:33 here on Tuesday, July 25th. This is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Sedgwick County and Wichita fire crews responded to a building fire yesterday morning. That was at the Riloy USA plant, plastics manufacturer, just northwest of Mays, near 53rd North and 119th West. Everyone in the building had to be evacuated, made it outside. Fire started in a dust collector, and there was a lot of smoke in that building as well. And heat was an issue. Fire crews had to rotate out pretty often so they wouldn't have problems from fighting a fire in the heat. Let's take a look at that weather forecast here on this Tuesday. Meteorologist Dan Holliday with us, Dan.
Good morning. A ridge of high pressure strengthening a bit today and more humidity moving in will cause our temperature to bump up just a bit more. 100 for the high this afternoon. Our heat index making it feel like 105. It'll be clear tonight. Our low in the upper 70s. Then windy and hot on Wednesday. Our high 102. But a front moves in by Wednesday evening, with Thursday being 10 to 12 degrees cooler. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south, temperature 77, on our way to a high of 100. Wichita police reminding us that Tuesday, August 8th, will be the annual Neighborhood Night Out, an evening that police encourage citizens to hold block parties. Officers and firefighters working in the area will stop by, introduce themselves. Officer Charlie Davidson says, be sure your neighborhood gets a visit. You need to register with the department.
These events are a great way to get to know your neighbors and officers and firefighters that work in your neighborhood. When you register your event, officers and firefighters are given a list of those parties so that we can have officers attend those and come out. Make sure you get them registered so that those officers will know that your party is occurring and we can come out and visit and get to know our community a little bit better.
Deadline for registering is today if you need barricades or park usage. Otherwise, the deadline is August 1st. You can register on the Wichita Police website. KNSS, National News Time, 8:35.
President Trump's new communications manager, Anthony Scaramucci, says his boss and Attorney General Jeff Sessions need to either reconcile their differences or separate. The president tweeting today that Sessions has a weak position on investigating Hillary Clinton. Here's ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Sessions recused himself, and he made it very clear he was doing so because he had a prominent role in the Trump campaign, and it would be inappropriate for him to make decisions about an investigation that touches on the campaign. And this was unanimously supported by the senior career attorneys, prosecutors at the Justice Department. It's impossible to imagine Sessions undoing his recusal, and it's hard to imagine what Sessions could do to make the president happy again.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pushing for a vote on health care, even though he hasn't said which bill they will actually be voting on. Jared Kushner back on Capitol Hill answering more questions behind closed doors about Russian meddling in the election. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
8:36 with Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. Hey, it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And your host is Jad Chambers. And Jad, a real-life event from half century ago, makes for a interesting story in the modern-day times.
That's right. It's a riot 50 years ago that's getting the big screen treatment. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson with more.
The movie Detroit has its premiere tonight in the Motor City. It tells the story of the city's 1967 riot.
When you're black, it's almost like having a gun pointed at your face.
Star Wars star John Boyega co-stars, and he says sadly the themes still resonate, even though it took place 50 years ago.
In many ways, mainly we're dealing with systematic racism, we're dealing with social unrest, we're dealing with an uprising, and these are stories that reflect until today, especially police brutality.
Detroit, from Oscar-winning director Kathryn Bigelow. It's theaters a week from Friday. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Now, Ted, that's a director that I really enjoy her movies. Yep. Catherine Bigelow, of course.
Oscar winner.
Oscar winner. I believe the first female best director.
Yep.
Ever. And that was The Hurt Locker,
mm-hmm.
Which was a good movie. If you really want a great suggestion from her, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but there's a movie, one of her films called Strange Days. I loved that movie. It's fantastic. Kind of a sci-fi-ish sort of thing, but really good. From Catherine Bigelow.
All right. Yeah. Check it out.
Reshoots for Justice League aren't only costing big bucks, they're causing a hairy problem for one of the stars of Justice League. Here's ABC's Christopher Watson.
The world remains in mourning after the death of the Superman.
But he'll be back in Justice League, and he'll have a mustache. When Justice League director Zack Snyder stepped away for family reasons recently, Joss Whedon was hired to finish the film. Not only is that costing Warner Brothers an extra $25 million for reshoots, according to Variety, it's also causing some hairier problems. Henry Cavill, who plays Superman, grew a mustache for Paramount's Mission Impossible 6, which he wasn't allowed to shave. So word is it'll be digitally removed for his reshoot scenes in Justice League. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
But isn't that just what Superman needs? Like a mustache for, you know, he's got a mustache.
Yeah, stash.
He's Superman, you take it off and he's Clark Kent.
Yeah.
I mean, better than just the glasses, right? I suppose. Or the way he parts his hair, I think, is different as well.
Yeah,
It's, you know, a mustache for one and not for the other would make more would make it more of a contrast. Justin Bieber is going to have to say I'm sorry to a lot of 14-year-old girls after canceling the final leg of his world tour. 14 shows he's canceling, including including a huge stadium show at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. People say the cancellation is because of, and this is an official quote here, unforeseen circumstances.
Unforeseen circumstances.
That's right. That's why he's canceling
that tour. That makes the ticket
going
public happy.
I imagine so. After careful consideration, Bieber has decided he will not be performing any further dates. The statement goes on to say that Bieber loves his fans and he really hates to disappoint them. The Purposes World Tour spanned a year and a half, 150 shows on six different continents. But, yeah, that final leg, the last 14 shows, just getting canceled. On last night's episode of The Bachelorette on ABC, Rachel and Peter do not agree about what an engagement is.
Okay. My hopes of pursuing a relationship with you beyond this point is with the thought that that would lead to engagement. And that engagement means marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So engagement is just like, we're getting married, let's just plan the time now.
That's not what that means to me, though.
That's not what that means
to me.
That's not what that means to her. That was on the Bachelorette.
Steve McIntosh riveted to his television last night watching The Bachelorette.
I'm sure. It had to be. I guarantee he was there watching that. So, and that's The Bachelorette on ABC.
What does she mean? She doesn't know what engagement means.
Precisely. And finally, Ted, what if you can take a trip to the past to change the worst day of your life? Yeah, well, we got a new television show that's going to address that premise. Here's more from ABC's Linda Lopez.
You will soon lose something more precious to you than anything in the whole world.
Paula Patton's new show, Somewhere Between, is an intense ride. She plays a mother who gets to go back in time to prevent her daughter's murder.
It's that idea when your back's against the wall, what happens? Who do you become? And she becomes quite a beast to contend with.
Emotionally, Patton says, it's a tough story to shoot, but she promises.
Luckily, we don't stay in the dead daughter land too long.
Right. It's really short. Right.
So this soon we get hope, like, straight away.
Somewhere Between airs Monday night on ABC. Linda Lopez, ABC News.
Huh.
Somewhere Between. New television show with a time travel-ish sort of premise. You can change something.
So I could go back in time and stop myself from eating that bad crab?
Yeah, you could do that.
All right.
I
can get into that.
Yeah, exactly. That sort of thing.
Laid me up for a couple days.
Could go back and give myself better career advice. All sorts of possibilities open up, don't they?
Yeah.
I imagine all sorts of things would be better if you could go back and change one day. Ted, that's all we have today on The Blur.
But it's over so quickly.
Every weekday we have The Blur, though. And, of course, every weekday The Blur is sponsored by
our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. You want a tasty pizza? Heck, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science. You just drive down on K-15, you pull up right at 208 South Baltimore, and you head on in for one of the best pizzas in Sedgwick County. Now, they've got lunch specials every day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. as well. They're open Monday through Saturday. Make sure you head down to have yourself a tasty pizza pie. Mm-mm. Pizza Yum. John's in Derby. It is 8:42 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Boy, that sounds good right now. I like some of that Pizza John's right now. Hey, Microsoft was thinking about getting rid of one of its programs, but the fans would hear none of it. What is that? Well, I'll tell you coming up. 8:43, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.